Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're going to be dealing with lesson number 35. This is the book of Nahum. The objectives of this particular lesson are, upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Nahum. You're going to be able to identify to whom the book of Nahum was written. You'll be able to state the key purpose for the book of Nahum. You're going to write the key verse of the book of Nahum from memory and state the life and ministry principle for the book of Nahum. The author was Nahum, and it was written to the city of Nineveh. And the purpose was to warn of the judgment of Nineveh, which is the capital of the Assyrian Empire, which took God's people into captivity. The key verse is going to be found in chapter 1, verse 2. The life and ministry principle are beware, God avenges evil, and the main character is Nahum. So for outline, we have in Roman numeral number 1, we have the prophecy of the destruction, and that's part 1, and that's chapter 1 starting at verse 1. Point A, we have the introduction. In point B, the source of destruction, which was God himself. That's also in chapter 1. And then point number 1, vengeance and God's mercy. 2, his anger, terrible anger against sin. 3, the greatness of his mercy. And 4, the pursuer of his enemies. Point number C, we have reason for the destruction of sin. Point number 1, God's faithfulness in the present crisis. Number 2, the destruction of Assyria. And 3, the rejoicing of Zion. Those were all in chapter 1. And then Roman numeral number 2, we have the promise of Judah. They are no longer need fear this cruel nation. That's also in chapter 1. Then as we get ready to go into chapter number 2, we have Roman numeral number 3, which is the prophecy and destruction, and it's part 2. And it starts in chapter 2, verse 1. So point A, we have the siege and destruction of the city, also in chapter 2. Point number 1, the assault upon Nineveh, doom of the city. Point number A, furious preparation for battle. B, hopelessness of resistance. C, the city of a queen is captured. Point number 2, flight of the people and spoiling the city. Point A, the inhabitants flee. And point B, the destruction is complete. These are all in chapter number 2. And then point B, we go on to chapter 3, which are the reasons for Nineveh's fall. Point number 1, the description of the battle. 2, the cause, her sins. 3, the uncovering of her shame is of God. And point number C is the fate of Noamon is the fate of Nineveh. And those were all in chapter 3. Point number D is the inability for Nineveh to save the city. That's also in chapter 3. And the subpoints are 1, fall of outlying strongholds, 2, the siege and destructions of the city, and 3, universal joy over the fall of Nineveh. Those were all in chapter 3. So that's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.